Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right, it is time to talk windows, doors, and more because the good people from Metropolitan Windows are here. Maggie and, of course, John. And Andy is the host of this hour, and I sit back and learn like the rest of you. So, Andy, if you will, take it away.
Good morning, Rob. John and Maggie, great to have you in the studio with us today. Windows. Windows are pretty much every time of year. A window is part of your house that you need spring, summer, and fall, but everyone is always talking about windows during the winter and it's cold and so forth. But I tell you what, my window is pretty important this time of year. I love the screens. I love opening the window. I love having the air and everything blow through. So spring has to be a busy time of year for you also, isn't it?
Oh, it is. But first of all, thank you, Andy, for being here. But before we get started, what I need definitely to say is I want to wish everyone a very happy Memorial Day and thank all the brave heroes that has defended this country for, decades.
200 plus
decades.
Years.
Here, here.
So
right.
My hat goes off to all those service people currently and in the past. But yes, spring is a very, very important time of year for windows. People, they open the window to get ventilation on these beautiful spring and almost summer days.
It's been a beautiful week.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Now's the time that people really think, oh, should I get new windows? I can't open them. they're stuck. They're painted shut. Or I don't have screens for my windows. So, yeah, people are very cognitive of their windows and doors today. And if you are having any of those problems out there in radio land, just give us a call, 412-655-8411, and we will certainly come out and do an evaluation of your windows.
I know. I've had, I talk to hundreds of people every day, but their windows are covered during the wintertime. They don't open the blinds. They don't open the curtains and then they're opening up, and a customer just last week was like, okay, I moved the curtains aside, and all the paint's chipping and peeling away from the sides of the window. What's causing that? I said, take a look at your window. Well, why would the window cause all my paint to peel around the window itself? And John, as you know, it's because the window's not put in proper or the seals have been damaged around where the window was going to the house. And a lot of times it's more than just go put a bead of caulking around the outside of that window. That's probably not the case. It's a lot more to it, from rotting wood to rotting seals and so forth. So let's say that person came to you today, John, and said, all the paint is peeling around my window. What should I do?
Well, first of all, I would inspect the window and see what's causing it. Like you said, it could be the weather stripping's not intact properly. You're getting a lot of moisture in there. It's being absorbed by the wood. The wood is rotting, like you said. But I would do a thorough inspection and then give my opinion on to the homeowner as far as what to do.
Okay. Well, they followed up a week later and said they started scraping all the paint away, and they were able to put their finger through
the wood
to the outside.
Right.
Now
right.
What do you do?
Well, then you have to give a call to Metropolitan Window Company.
Yeah. You don't call the Ghostbusters, you call the Window Busters. Well, it's funny you should say that. I had a customer this week. The contemporary homes, the 20-year homes or older, right, have all these beautiful palladium windows above the front door, the big arched windows.
Yep.
And she noticed that there was a little bit of a darkness in the one side of the window and you can't see above your front door unless you have a galleyway that you can look down to that window. So what she did is she took her camera, took a picture of it, right? And this is a great idea. If you're a homeowner and think you see something on the corner of a sash, you're not too sure, took a picture of it, blew it up, and that whole section of that window was rotting away above the front door. You normally can't see that.
No.
So, and that's exactly what happened. The wood just disintegrated, got soft, and now we're into a replacement of a palladium window.
That's a big window to change.
That's a huge window to change. Yeah.
So, Maggie, how's things at the office? You're still taking the phone calls. You're the front line. You're the one, you and your daughter.
Yep.
Take all the phone calls and people coming in. So what are you hearing from the customers when they're calling you?
We're busy and they're moving now because they know, you know, this is, yes, you're opening your windows. And it's lovely to open those windows and have that air flying through at night. There's nothing like a good night's sleep with the window open, right?
Yeah.
And
hearing the birdies chirp in the morning.
Hearing the birds first thing in the morning.
3:30 in the morning. That's it.
But now's the time to start looking. Even though it's spring and summer, you think, oh, I have time before that old man winter comes. But before you know it, you have to get on the list. You have to start being proactive now, getting us out there, getting that estimate occurring, having us evaluate that window approach. And we're staying busy. We're staying
but
very busy.
But you're the type of company, and Maggie, you in particular, you're the follow-through through the entire project. You get the first phone call, and you're keeping in touch with them through the whole project. And even after the project's done, you're the one doing the following up to make sure that they're 100% happy with the entire job. And your job's not done till they're 100% happy.
Correct. We do the beginning call, and the very end, after the job is installed, they will always get a call from me.
And Andy, this is what separates Metropolitan Window Company from other companies, and especially, you know, the big corporations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get personalized service when you deal with Metropolitan Window Company. When people come in to our showroom on Route 51, I mean, we take them around, we show them all the different displays, we answer all their questions. It's, you know, it's a good experience from day one to the time that the job is done.
So to 10 years later, to 20 years later, to
30 years later. 45 years.
Yeah, it's a relationship you guys have with your customers.
Absolutely.
Same as I have with mine, and it's a great feeling.
It's the only way to conduct a business.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you don't get that with the big box stores and with the big corporations.
Well, before we go to first break, what's the phone number? What's the website? How do people get in touch with Metropolitan Window?
412-655-8411 or check us on the web, metropolitanwindows.com.
All right, we'll come back with Maggie and John and Andy in just a couple of moments. Stay with us. This is Pittsburgh Works, and today in that 7 a.m. hour, the good people from Metropolitan Windows on KDKA. Good morning. All right, John and Maggie, the Schmutzers are here. Metropolitan Windows, of course, South Hills, North Hills, of course, out there. You do not want to miss their beautiful showroom. Of course, the South Hills Design Center in Whitehall and North Hills out in Wexford. 412-655-8411, 412-655-8411. And as always, if you have a window or door question you want to chime in today, now would be a great time to give us a call, 866-391-1020. Now back to your host, Mr. True Value himself, Andy Amrine. Andy?
All right. Thanks, Rob. So, John, give me an update in the industry itself. I know every time you come on, we try and update the folks as far as what's going on in the industry. If they called today, are they 2 months, 6 months, 8 months? You know, tell me what's going on with the industry and the Marvin windows, the fiberglass windows, and how is product and material coming along?
Well, for the most part, things are going fairly well. They're not 100% back to normal, but at one point during the supply chain issues, we were 6 months behind.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we're probably about 12 to 15 weeks, which is very good. But another problem that we have, Andy, is I just don't hire anybody to put windows in.
No, you can't do that.
And we are very, very busy, but... So the installation process, even though we're getting windows in faster than normal for the last couple years, we still have a backlog as far as installation goes. But people they're willing to wait because they feel that we are the best, and we are, and we'll provide them the type of service and the quality installation that they expect and should have.
Yeah, you're not going to start four houses the same day and go from house to house to house and not get any of them done on it.
We finish a home,
and that's it. And your installers are not subcontractors, are they?
No. They've been with us for years and years. We have one installer, Paul. Paul's about 50 years old mm-hmm. back now. Mm-hmm. And if you're not Paul, I apologize. But his father used to work for us. So we have a history of dedicated installers that work for Metropolitan Window Company who are just phenomenal.
Right. And a lot of them are union trade carpenters, aren't they?
There's a couple. I have two employees that actually at one point had their carpenter union card, and they decided to specialize in replacement windows, the installation of windows and doors, and they both work for Metropolitan.
You know, and that's part of what you guys do. I've been on your jobs. I've watched you. I've filmed you do, your installs on them. It's not as easy as people think to change a window. It's not just, let me get a hammer, I'll knock the other one out, put the new one in, put a couple drywall screws into the brickwork and a little bit of patch, a little bit of paint, and it's all done and finished. It's not that easy putting a window in. There's a lot that goes into the window, let alone the doors. The doors are even more involved than that.
Right. It's not something that anybody can do and do properly. Obviously, there's some good people out there that can put a window in that knows what they're doing if they have the experience in the field. But you got to make sure that window is plumb in the opening. You got to make sure it's insulated properly, it's sealed properly. You got to watch your margins with the sashes against the frame. So there's a lot of detail that goes into the installation of a window, and like you said, especially a door. Our men are very, very qualified to do the job and do it correctly.
So any specials out there this time of year for people?
Yeah, right now, Andy, we're offering a 20% discount on any window indoor with four more windows and 18 months no interest financing.
So it's a good deal on it. So someone calling Maggie today.
Someone called in today, we would set the appointment. We're probably two weeks out on appointments.
Okay.
So we would set the appointment. We do morning, afternoon, and evening appointments, Saturday appointments as well. Sunday, no. We don't do appointments on Sundays. We'll come out to the home. A typical presentation takes about an hour. We'll do a measurement, leave an estimate. Unless we need to talk to someone back at the manufacturer, maybe there's something tricky going on that we need to have some real engineering expertise on, then we'll get back to Marvin and get back to the customer the following day with an estimate of what that project would be. And you don't have to do the whole project. Everyone's under the estimation. They're like, okay, we'll come out. You have to do all the windows. Our approach is maybe do the window that you spend the most time in the room with. Maybe the worst window, maybe that window up in the bedroom that you've been hiding behind those curtains for years is really calling for help. Now's the time to address that. Maybe do the curb appeal, the front of the house, and then next year worry about the back of the house. Once we start a job jacket on you, we'll work away around that whole projected area.
So your sales staff, they can leave an estimate with the people that day?
Correct.
While they're there?
Correct.
And it's nothing that they have to decide on that night?
Nope.
Or the time of that appointment.
Nope. Itself. I always say we're not going anywhere. We'll be there to, when you're ready, we'll be ready.
And what's really interesting, if one of our sales people are at a home and they really don't know the answer to a particular question or what to do with this particular window opening, they FaceTime it. Mm-hmm. And I can actually see, and I'm on call. Just like a doctor, I'm on call 24/7. They can call me anytime, and they FaceTime me, and they actually show me the window that they need an answer to. And it's really interesting. And again, you don't get that type of service from the big boys.
And now you're into third generation to store?
Actually, second generation.
Second generation.
But I've got a grandson who's 12 years old. We have 7.5 grandchildren. One's on the way. And little Matthew will be the third generation, and he's going to work for the company this summer.
Oh, there
put
you
him,
go.
Put him to work early.
Nice. Sweeping floors and doing whatever it takes.
That's right. That's right.
Well, that'll be great to have him there. Look forward to meeting him. With that, okay, so now the appointment's made. You did the quote. They accepted the quote. How much time then goes into when are they going to expect the windows?
Well, we...
You said about 12 weeks, you think?
About 12 to 15 weeks. What we do is once the salesman brings back all the paperwork, and then we set up an appointment with the customer to go out and actually detail the windows correctly as far as getting the correct measurements, the materials that may be needed to complete the job properly. The detailer actually writes up a dissertation about the particular job and what needs to be done and how to do it and so forth. And it really helps the installer because he knows beforehand exactly what he needs to do that job correctly.
Yeah, so he'll have all the material with him.
Yes.
Unless there's some unforeseen
circumstance, like, once we take the window out, things are rotted. So he may call the office for additional materials, and we have somebody in the office that can run it out to them immediately.
So. It's a perfect scenario you guys have set up for it. You think you've done it how many years now?
45 years.
45 years and counting. Okay,
almost as long as Rob's been on KDKA.
There you go.
Think about the years, though.
Oh, yeah. It seems like yesterday.
It's a lot of windows.
Yeah. And every day's different.
You're telling me.
Right?
I know, it is. Hey, listen, best way to get a hold of them, pick up the phone, make a call. But, of course, they're in the South Hills with that design center as well. That's in Whitehall, of course, and North Hills in Wexford. So do yourself a favor. Don't mess around with anyone else. Make the call, 800-655-8411 or 412-655-8411. We'll come back, much more to get to. What are you doing on your show later today? This is that busy home improvement weekend.
Yeah, Memorial Day weekend, the week leading up here. This has been one of our busiest weeks of the entire year, and people been out in droves all week. So looking forward to chatting with people on whether they're pressure washing, the do's and don'ts of pressure washing, or whether they're painting, or whether they're taking care, they're getting the gardening in, the plants in, the flowers in, they're mulching. There's a lot of projects going on right now in the around the home. It's a busy, busy work weekend.
Tell people when they power wash that they're going to get a blister, because I did it yesterday and I got a big blister on my thumb.
Did you?
There's do's and don'ts to pressure washing, that's
even
for sure.
John Schmutzer still doing some home improvement work. 412-655-8411. Coming back with Maggie and John, of course, the Schmutzer's Metropolitan Window. Andy Amrine is hosting this hour. Next hour, it is Secure Money Advisors on the Money today on KDKA. All right, that window of opportunity, no pun intended. It's here if you want to call in and talk windows, doors, and more. It's Metropolitan Windows, John and Maggie Schmutzer, 866-391-1020. And, of course, Andy is here as your host, so Mr. True Value, 412-655-8411. You can get a hold of them. Of course, South Hills Design Center in Whitehall and North Hills in Wexford. So is this the go-to time for windows now? I mean, is this like a busy, busy time of year?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. The phone rings every day. We have people coming into the showrooms, looking because, again, like we talked earlier, people are opening their windows. They're outside. They get to see the condition of the exterior of the window as well as the interior when they open the window. So, yeah, this is a very busy time for us.
Go ahead, Andy.
Okay, well, let's switch it and talk about doors, because I know you guys do.
Everybody needs one.
at least one, if not more. With the doors itself, so tell us about what's going on in the door industry.
Well, the manufacturer we deal with, Provia, it's a great manufacturer of entry doors and storm doors. They have a variety of different styles. From a 20-gauge steel entry door to fiberglass doors. They have three different options for fiberglass. A lot of decorative glass that you could put in a door, as well as hardware options. They have side lights, transoms, ellipticals above doors, a whole variety. Whatever you want, Provia is a company that certainly can provide it.
So is it, we talk about your fiberglass windows a lot, mm-hmm. and how your fiberglass windows are the best of the best, and they're worth saving an extra year to get the fiberglass compared to going to a vinyl, just due to their structural integrity and lifetime warranty and so forth on them. Is that hold true when we're talking doors?
Yes. I personally like a fiberglass entry door, unless, Andy, you're looking at a door maybe between the garage and the game room, which has to be a fire-rated door, at least a 20-minute fire-rated door, and I would recommend a steel door there. Fiberglass doors are a little bit more costly, so for the front entry, for maybe the kitchen rear door, I would definitely go fiberglass. But a basement door or an entry door in the garage leading to the exterior, you could very easily and be comfortable going with a steel door.
So with the fiberglass door, is there more options available for a fiberglass door compared to a steel door or a wooden door?
Well, the only additional option with fiberglass would be that you could stain it.
Okay.
Truly, it looks like an actual wood door. Most people today really don't buy a wood entry door because there's virtually no warranty on a wood door unless you have an overhang or a roof over that door that has to project out so far in order for the manufacturer to give you any type of a warranty.
And that's due to the weathering?
It's due to the weathering, the ultraviolet rays of the sun bleaching the finish of the wood door. So there's much better options going with a fiberglass.
So when you say a fiberglass door and it's stainable, is that you put in the door and tell the consumer they have to stain it?
Oh, no. Our doors come factory finished.
Okay.
There's numerous stain colors that you can choose. You can alter the stain option on the interior and the exterior. And you end up with a 15-year warranty, a finish warranty on their doors.
Okay, so in 15 years, do they need to refinish it?
Not really. What I recommend to people is once we put a door in, maybe once or twice a year, clean the surface of the door and put some Armor-All on it or a boat wax, and that would preserve the finish for years and years.
Or it can bring back a finish. Maybe you have a door that's looking pretty. You know, there is maintenance to the products you buy.
And that's really just from the sun, the heat, the weather,
correct.
And
correct.
So forth, just like it would on anything correct. Outside like that.
And the door appointments are just like the windows appointments. We come out to the home. We bring a design studio. We design the door. If you look at a door and you think, I want to make my opening bigger, maybe I have a side light and a man door and I want to do maybe two double doors. We design that opening. And there's probably about 2,200 different styles, different approaches you could do to your front door. Change the hardware, change the glass pattern, change the color. And like John said, interior, exterior colors, optional different colors. You can add
some. So just because you bought a house or you own a house and it has a specific door right now, that doesn't mean that you can't change that. You can really go to just about any other design.
Your door is your calling card for your house.
I like that.
Now's the time. It is. It's the center spot of the home. It's the welcoming point for anyone that enters your home. And now's the time that you can make it pop.
And on the fiberglass door, say they order it in a green. In 10 years from now, they decide they want it in brown. This is something that easily can be painted and the color changed?
Yes. People can paint their doors a different color down the road if they choose to do that.
Okay. And same with a stain type of appearance, the color can be changed also on it?
Correct. Now, there's preparation work that you would have to do to prepare the door surface, but yes, it can be done.
Okay, and so time frame, they call you today, set up an appointment, you come and measure a door, you do your detail measuring, you come to terms with it. How far out are you on 12 weeks on a window? How far out are you on a door?
You're probably looking at the same time period or the same timeline, about 12 to 15 weeks.
Okay. And then once again, just waiting to work into the queue for the installation.
Yes.
Is it your same team that does the windows as does the doors?
No, actually, we have a specific crew, Jim and Rick. They are both, well, Jimmy is a Finnish carpenter, and Rick is a cabinet maker. And both of them have been working for the company for years and years, and they are just excellent when it comes to doors. They work well together. They have a lot of fun. But again, we only have professionals doing our installations.
How often do they go out to change a door and there's a lot more rotting on the seals than the floors? And
quite often. We take a door out, and underneath that threshold, the 2x4 plate is bad. If they've had a lot of leakage, a lot of times the moisture has absorbed into the subfloor. But Jimmy and Rick are very
They're used
capable
to it and know how to fix it.
Absolutely.
That's why you guys are the professional. Once again, your number before we go to break.
412-655-8411.
Are you in the office today?
No, we are off for the Memorial Day weekend.
What?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Everybody deserves a break, and
Maggie does.
Well, yeah.
Maggie definitely does.
Oh, there we go.
So maybe I should go to work today.
I think so. Give her a break.
All right. Metropolitan Window Specialist for door replacement and replacement windows in Pittsburgh. Complete line of Marvin Windows and exterior patio doors. The award-winning door replacement and window replacement company in Pittsburgh. Metropolitan Windows, 412-655-8411. Hey, Smale Kia Instant Access is the click away. Email us at instantaccess@kdkradio.com. All right, one more segment with John and Maggie Schmutzer, Metropolitan Windows, and Gail in Bethel Park says a satisfied customer she is. Hey, Gail, how are you? Welcome to KDKA.
I'm fine, thank you, Rob, and the Schmutzers. I just wanted to say I had to call because you're such a wonderful company. The house that we previously moved from, your windows were the selling point for the house. And the home that we're in now, we just received windows, and we got them incrementally, and you all worked with us, and they're beautiful, and the installers are better than what you say they are. And you're just a wonderful company, and thank you so much for your service and time in this.
Well, thank you very, very much, Gail. I really appreciate that. And if we can ever do anything for you in the future or you need us for anything, just give us a call.
Thank you, Gail.
If we move again, we'll call you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for
thank
calling.
Thank you, Gail.
You know, Gail had it right when she said our installers. We, after I make all those final calls, mm-hmm. at that point, they encourage and talk to me about the installers. We do the company surveys, and we hear about our installers. But we're not at every closing of every job. So I keep a little board at the office, and they compete for stars, so to speak.
Yeah.
Oh. And it is amazing how many people will remember their names and say, tell Paul he did a good job. Tell Mondo he did a good job. The recognition for our installers. Because, you know, we might be in the front end, mm-hmm. but they're in the middle end. If it wasn't for my installers doing a great job, that is also part of the reputation we have. But, Gail, that was very kind of you to call.
Same business. I'm only as good as my staff.
Yep.
Absolutely.
As owners, we could do whatever we can do. We're in the forefront, but it's the training and diligence of our staff that makes us who we are. I could not do anything without my staff, and I know you guys feel the same way about it. You have you train your staff, you pick your staff, you hire your staff, and they represent you on it, and they do a good job.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. But that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Andy, you and I run a very similar type business. We sell different products, but our mission statement, our philosophy is very, very similar. we love what we do.
Every day.
And that's what comes across. And people see that, and they recognize that when you talk to them.
Well, John, there's a lot of window companies out there. You know that.
There are?
There are. And there's only one real one. But there is a huge, huge difference between, and I'll just even use the phrase, the big box window companies compared to the smaller independent ones. And that's the same in my industry, the home improvement industry. I have a hardware store. I've been there 50 years. The store's been there over 70 years, and there's some big box hardware stores. But there's a big difference between the quality of product and the service you get from the smaller hardware stores compared to the big box, and the service you get from a metropolitan window company to one of the big national companies that you have absolutely no control over for any of it.
Well, the thing with the big national companies that sell windows, they're marketing companies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't get into the nuts and bolts of training their salespeople as far as the installation method, as far as all the options that people have available with windows. They advertise quite heavily because they're a marketing company.
Yep.
Where Metropolitan, we get into the grind with people. We explain to them exactly how the windows are going to go in. We explain all the options that people have. And more importantly, we don't pressure people to buy.
No.
Where the big companies, they'll beat you over the head to get you to sign the contract.
They won't leave that appointment till you sign, and the price doubles when they walk out the door.
Absolutely.
And
Metropolitan doesn't do that.
No.
I want people to purchase windows whenever they are comfortable in doing so. And that's why we've been in business so long.
Yeah.
45 years.
45 years. And Maggie, you still look 21.
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
they're talking about refinishing doors. She puts cream on my face to rejuvenate my looks every day.
It didn't work.
It didn't work. Thanks, Andy.
But you know, it's funny. Yesterday we were at the office, and it's a beautiful. I call it a Chamber of Commerce day. Who wouldn't want to move here on a day like this, right?
Beautiful.
So John said, "What do you mean Chamber of Commerce day?" I said, "That means you want to move here because it's a beautiful day." So we're there at the office and both working, and then a woman came in from Jefferson, and she goes, "Oh, you're really them." I said, "Yep, we're really them." And I said, "Isn't it? Here we are on a beautiful day, but the problem is we never took up a hobby." Our hobby was our business. You know, we'd get up on Saturday and not go to a camp. We'd run to the store, open the showroom. I said, we don't golf. We don't have a hobby. This is our hobby. Yeah, it is.
Well, nobody will golf with me. I'm not
no.
bad.
Or play cards at this point. We can't do a hobby. Nobody wants us at this point.
Think where we would be without windows. How many mm-hmm. things, from the birds, you know, to neighbors coming around, somebody cutting grass, a car pulls up. You know, you could sit there and it's like the real world in real time, and that window can change someone's attitude. Even a rainy day, there's good things to look mm-hmm. for, you know?
Sure, absolutely.
So your discounts, your sales?
Yeah,
where are we at?
For the month of June, which is right around the corner, and I will say that it will go into effect today, 20% discount. Off our retail price list, if you buy four more windows on every window and door that you purchase, plus on top of that, you get 18 months no interest financing.
And how do we reach Metropolitan Window?
412-655-8411.
And you guys have a very nice website, and your son takes care of your website, right?
And it's even going to get better. We got something secret in the works.
Good, mm-hmm. good, good. But you show a lot of great pictures, a lot of great windows, jobs, and so forth. Looking at the website, the people could really do some nice shopping so they have an idea before you come out to your house what they're really looking at.
Yes, and it's even going to get better whenever my son John finishes it, which should be within the next couple weeks.
Well, good. We look forward to seeing it. So what's the address of your showrooms?
4672 Clareton Boulevard, that's Route 51, directly across from Baldwin High School. Okay. And up on Perry Highway up in Wexford.
Okay. And good reason to go into the showrooms. You guys have lots of displays, working windows, working doors. You have a very, very, very nice showroom.
Thank you.
It's worth the visit on it. Well, guys, thank you for spending a Saturday morning with us on this Memorial Day weekend. I hope you enjoy the rest of the weekend. And, John, I hope you're cooking a nice dinner outside on your Weber grill.
I hope so. That Weber grill, we still use a lot, and it was the best investment I made from you.
There you go. We love it. Happy Memorial Day to you.
Thank you, Andy and Rob, and thank you, everybody, and enjoy the weekend.
Absolutely. You guys are the best. Much love. Thank you so much, okay?
Thank you.
Andy, so coming up shortly, what are we going to do today?
Yeah, absolutely. Memorial Day weekend, it's a very busy weekend at the hardware stores. The stores have been packed all week, and everybody's out wanting to do something. And you can't blame them when it's 70-plus degrees outside and not a cloud in the sky. It's gorgeous. So from deck cleaning to driveways to getting that patio furniture out to tuning up that Weber grill, getting it cleaned and ready for cooking hot dogs or ribs or whatever it is that you're going to be making for the picnics on Sunday itself, so, or on Monday with the parades and the picnics. So busy, busy, busy weekend at the hardware stores.
All right, Rob Taylor coming up next with that news at 8, and then it's Secure Money Advisors on the Money, then MediConnect, the inside connection, the True Value Home Improvement Show. Tracy Edwards here today, AAA Central's Talking Travel, and then it's Law for the Elderly. Zachariah Brown, all today on KDKA. Good morning.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.